You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
The 2024 Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, or the APEC Forum, took place last week. The forum hosted 21 nations, including the United States, and discussed economic cooperation and climate change impact in the region. President Biden met with the leaders attending, including our own Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Chinese Premier Xi Jinping, who says he is ready to work with President-elect Donald Trump. The United States has also shifted their foreign policy on Ukraine, allowing the use of their missiles in Russia. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has received scrutiny for his unconventional cabinet picks over the past week. The most controversial of these choices is Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz, who was under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for drug use, misuse of campaign funds, and allegations of sexual misconduct. For State of the States this week, I speak to Andre Faraoso from the Yale Daily News about these topics. I started by asking about the APEC Forum. What was the influence of the United States at the APEC Forum this week?
This was one of Joe Biden's final official engagements as president. International media recognized that he played a more low-key role in the conference. However, discussions were centered around what the upcoming Trump administration will mean for international trade, particularly with APEC nations. It was an opportunity for China to both friendshore but also outline their readiness to handle what is to come with Donald Trump's approach to foreign diplomacy and international trade. And so it'll be interesting to see how this dynamic continues to play on within following APEC summits. But nonetheless, it did seem that Joe Biden did play an overall lower key role within the summit in Peru.
How could a Trump presidency influence free trade, especially in the Asia Pacific?
Some countries, including New Zealand, have been called out for pandering to the United States and the incoming Trump administration, potentially with the hope that Trump will not administer tariffs on their trade. Trump's trade protectionism has the potential to affect global economies by reducing demand for globally produced goods and increasing the prices of those goods for American consumers. And it is still in the air to the extent that Trump will pursue these protectionist policies. But regardless of the outcome, countries around the world are preparing for what it might mean for their economies. And China is another pivotal player in this, with China using the opportunity that APEC had, with both Biden being a lame duck president, but then also the incoming Trump presidency posing uncertainty. China used the opportunity to generate agreements and a consensus with APEC partners to ensure that perhaps if these tariffs were to go ahead in the degree proposed by Trump, that China still has trade partners that it'll be able to supplement for if these tariffs were to be implemented.
Climate change was also a significant discussion point during the forum. How is Trump expected to change US climate commitments in the region?
Well, in South America, Joe Biden went to the Amazon rainforest. He is the first sitting US president to do so. And there he pledged to increase climate aid to around $11 billion. Biden said that he is leaving his successor. He didn't name Trump in this press stand, but he said that he'd leave his successor with a strong foundation to build on if they choose to do so. However, it is unclear how much progress will be made in the coming 4 years, considering that Donald Trump withdrew the US from the Paris Climate Accord during his first term. Joe Biden rejoined the accord when he became president, and Donald Trump is set to withdraw the US again when he becomes president again in January. So these polarizing climate policies and varying interests in acting on the issue will make it challenging to create a concerted effort to combat climate change, even in the light of increased extreme weather affecting regions of the United States and also the Asia Pacific region.
What are the recent shifts in the Biden administration's position on Ukraine?
Well, earlier this week, Joe Biden recently allowed the use of American longer-range missiles to be used by the Ukrainian military onto Russian territory. Today, Biden also approved the use of anti-personnel mines in Ukraine against Russian-backed forces and Russian territory. This is a further backtrack on policy positions Biden withheld for basically in the entirety of the conflict. Critics have said that this decision comes far too late. However, it indicates a last-ditch effort by Biden in the remaining weeks of his presidency to equip Ukraine with the means necessary to protect itself from Russian incursions, which have escalated over recent weeks. Since Biden's announcement, Ukraine has fired these US-made missiles into Russian territory, signaling an escalation of Ukrainian defences more than 1,000 days since the beginning of the war.
Could the shift in US-Ukraine policy be due to the incoming Trump presidency?
Well, perhaps it could be. Donald Trump has vowed to reduce funding to Ukraine and has said he will end the war in his first days as president. However, it is believed that if Trump manages a deal between Russia and Ukraine, it will be to the detriment of Ukraine, and it will involve Ukraine having to cede land to Russian forces, something that European alliances, including NATO, have emphasized they do not want. Russia has advanced on Ukraine in recent weeks, and this effort by Biden could be seen as a last-ditch effort to recede Russian military's grip on key areas in Ukraine.
What have been some of Trump's high-profile cabinet picks since last week?
Well, recently this week, Donald Trump announced Dr. Mehmet Oz. He's a controversial physician and surgeon who became famous for his roles in Oprah Winfrey and then his own television show, The Oz Show, Dr. Oz. He has been accused of spreading misinformation on medical treatments and COVID-19, and Donald Trump has selected him to be the head of Medicare and Medicaid, two crucial subsidized healthcare programs that assist tens of millions of Americans with healthcare. Linda McMahon, former WWE CEO, has been selected to be Trump's education secretary. She will be in an important role considering Trump campaigned on significant repeals in the education sector and even the total closure of the education department. It is expected that if Trump were to go ahead, McMahon would be tasked with spearheading these repeals. Also, Howard Lutnick, a Wall Street heavyweight and billionaire, has been selected to be Commerce Secretary. Lutnick will be tasked with undertaking Donald Trump's protectionist trade policies as per the tariffs that he campaigned on. He will advocate for Trump's proposed barriers on trade, and he will be tasked with protecting American business interests. He also has advocated for repeals on corporate taxes and loosening of industry standards, so it'll be interesting to see how those interests play into his role. Of course, the first hurdle for all of Trump's picks will be their needed approval from the US Senate, which will happen in early January.
Can you explain the controversy surrounding Matt Gaetz, the Trump pick for Attorney General?
Matt Gaetz has been recently investigated by the House Ethics Committee on allegations of sexual misconduct. Gaetz has been accused of paying women for sex and having sex with an underage girl who was aged 17 at the time. It is also alleged that he has had periods of illicit drug use and has been associated with individuals charged with sex trafficking. It is also believed that he engaged in these activities between 2017 and 2018 while serving in Congress. The Ethics Committee was set to release a report on their findings. However, following Trump's appointment of Gaetz to Attorney General, he resigned as a House member and has since jeopardized the outcome of this report's release. The House Speaker, Mike Johnson, he is a Republican and is a Trump loyalist, has been hesitant to make the findings of the Ethics Committee report public, and a decision is expected this week regarding the outcome of the findings. But it is expected that regardless of the outcome of whether the report is made public or not, that no criminal charges against Gaetz will arise. Considering that even when these allegations arose initially, the Biden administration decided to not proceed with charges against Matt Gaetz either.
That was Andrea Falso from the Yale Daily News on the APEC Forum, a shift in United States policy on Ukraine and controversial cabinet picks from President-elect Donald Trump.
Excuse me, I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.